Please.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Don will get you set up, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. We'll help you to solve some of the problems that you may have in your yard and garden. We are at Hyannis Country Gardens on West Main Street in Hyannis. And I'll be staying here until 2 o'clock to answer your questions. So if you get a minute, come on down and say hello. We'd love to talk to you. All kinds of specials here. All their dogwoods, the spring dogwoods as well as the Coosa dogwood, which is in bloom right now, a 25% off. Leland Cypress, buy two, get one free. And then all of their vegetable and herbs, whether they are in pots or flats, are 50% off, and it's not too late to plant vegetables, folks. It's only June, and we've got a long growing season ahead. So come on down, fill in those thin spots, and continue to grow produce for your table. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Donna from Boston, who has a question about her fruit trees.
Donna from Boston, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's wonderful to speak with you.
Thank you.
Paul, I have a couple of questions. My husband usually takes care of all the fruits and vegetables, and I don't know whether he's getting weary, but I've noticed through the last couple of years, we used to have the most magnificent Matsu apples. We bought these dwarf trees about 12 years ago. In the first couple of years, we had so many apples, and then all of a sudden, the insects took over, and we have absolutely nothing. And now we're also having problems with our plum and our peach trees. This gluey kind of soft netting encompasses all of these fabulous little plums, and the animals have just taken over my yard. I don't know whether it's my entire yard, but he uses a lime sulfur spray, and I guess he's just given up, and I don't want to give up.
Okay. If you want to have good apples and plums and peaches and pears and that, what you'll need to do, Donna, is in the spring and again in the fall when the leaves come off, you use the lime sulfur spray. And that will take care of any diseases. I also use horticultural oil or all season oil. And you can apply them together, and that will take care of any eggs on the plant. And I do it in the fall because some of the insects are fresh, the eggs, and you can really kill them pretty good. And then in the spring, a second application, and any ones that you miss, you're going to get them. So instead of just doing it in the spring, do it spring and fall. The result will be a lot better. And I'll tell you what you do. If you have roses, take the same product and spray all of your roses spring and fall. And you're going to find that you're going to have a lot less problems. I also spray my perennial beds where I have tall phlox and it helps to cut back on the amount of powdery mildew on my tall phlox by spraying the soil, because the lime sulfur will take care of disease spores. And if you had it on your leaves, it fell to the ground, and then you can take care of it. Now, what I do next is the tree will come into bloom. And when it comes into bloom, you cannot spray that plant, because if you do, you're going to hurt the bees, and you run the risk of aborting all the flowers. As soon as the flowers begin to shatter and some of the petals fall, that's when you begin to spray. Now, go to your local nursery, and the one that I've had the best results is Bonide Fruit Tree Spray. And if you want to stay organic, there's a company called Organic Laboratories, and they have something called Organocide. And that is an organic fruit tree spray. It was designed for the citrus industry, and it works very well on apples, peaches, pears, plums, and all that in the Northeast. So, but if you're going to be insect and disease free, as soon as the flowers begin to shatter, spray, and then do it every 2 weeks during May, June, July, August, and into September until the fruit are ready to be harvested. You stop about 2 weeks before you're going to harvest, and that way you'll be insect and disease free. So either Bonide Fruit Tree Spray, which is a chemical type spray that works very, very well, or Organic Labs, called Organocide, if you want to stay organic. And both of them, it's every 2 weeks. Now, if you get some periods of heavy, heavy rain in that two-week period, spray it earlier. Because these are products that sit on the surface of the leaf, not inside. So if you get some severe thunderstorms and you get downpours and a lot of rain, it probably got washed off and you'll have to reapply. Okay, Donna, thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about a rocky lawn.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you.
Morning.
I have a lawn, I use the term loosely. It's kind of rocky in places, and I don't know whether this would be the time of the year to put loom and seed it, or whether it should be done in the fall. And also, the person that I have cut the grass is not really a landscaper. He's been cutting my grass for quite a while, but I don't know whether I should, what your recommendation is, to hire a professional lawn person, or do you think that this fellow could handle it?
Okay. Now, this man, does he do anything else for you at your home other than mow the grass?
Oh,
because
he cuts
the bed?
No, he cuts, all he does is cut the grass, and he plows in the wintertime.
Okay. Well, if he just cuts the grass and he plows, then he probably doesn't have any experience with planting a new lawn. And what I would do is go to your local nursery or garden center and ask them if they could recommend somebody that they know would do a good job for you. And I'm sure that they have some landscapers that comes into their store that they're familiar with that they would feel comfortable recommending to do some work for you. But I wouldn't do it until the fall. Right now, June's just about over. We're getting into the heat of July and August. And, I mean, you still can, but the problem is you're going to have to water like crazy. If you can wait until the fall, you won't have to water as much. You're not going to be chained to that lawn every single day. You'll also have less weeds. And if you do have weeds, because you're into late August, September, and into October, the frosts are going to come. The frosts will kill your weeds, but not hurt the grass seed. But go to your local nursery. There may be one of the men or women that works at the garden center or nursery where you deal with, and maybe they could do it on their day off for you. You know, if you somebody that your local nursery that you deal with, you have confidence in that person, they've helped you a lot. Maybe on their day off they can do it for you, or they can recommend a company who does that. Thank you, Mary. Don, who's up next?
This is Joe from Rhode Island, who has a question about cucumbers.
Joe from Rhode Island, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself, Joe?
I'm doing pretty good, Paul. Nice to talk to you again. Look, I have a couple quick three questions over here. Something's eating my cucumber plant and my eggplant. And the other thing is, I thought last year you said that Messenger was no longer available to the regular people, just to commercial growers. Is that available?
Messenger is available in some nurseries. What happened is at the end of the year, some of the nurseries purchased what was still available, and they have it. I'm at Hyannis Country Gardens, and they have some. They're very limited, but they've got maybe a couple dozen packages of it left. But there hasn't been any new product produced since last year. So the nurseries can't get Messenger. They can get Serenade, but if it's still packaged, it's in a tin foil container, it's still very good. To prevent the chewing on your cucumbers and other vegetables, get a product called 8. It's made by Bonide.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
And welcome to the Paul Parrott Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who needs a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
All right. Up next is Jean from Massachusetts, who has a question about ground cover.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jean.
I have a steep side hill area in my backyard that decide to maintain. So a few years ago, I decided to plant some Pachysandra at the bottom of the hill, which is grown real well. But because of that, I've been afraid to use any crabgrass control or any other type of weed treatment in the area above that. And right now I have a healthy patch of crabgrass, and I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to treat that that I don't have to worry about it dripping down in the rain to the Pachysandra and harming that?
Okay. Pachysandra is called a dicot. In declassification of plants, it's called a dicot. And grasses are called monocots. When they make a weed killer, they make it for either grassy monocot plants or broadleaf weed type plants called dicots. Excuse me. So any weed killer that's going to kill crabgrass will not hurt the Pachysandra. Now, Bayer has a crabgrass killer and broadleaf weed spray that you can use, but if you get the broadleaf spray on your Pachysandra, is going to kill it. So what you need is a straight crabgrass control with no broadleaf weed control blended into it. So a straight crabgrass killer will kill the crabgrass, and if it drifts into the Pachysandra, it will not hurt it. So read the label, talk with the salespeople, and explain to them that the crabgrass is growing near the Pachysandra. But whatever kills the crabgrass will not hurt the Pachysandra unless it's a combination product, okay? And if you're going to kill the crabgrass, now's the best time. It's still young, it's small, and the crabgrass control products will take care of it very, very easily. If you wait another month, it's going to be almost stringy or woody, and the weed killers are not going to be as effective. So you give that a try. A phone number, 800-259-9231. And remember, if your lawn dries out during the heat of summer, it turns brown, or if you have a water ban and you want to keep your grass green, there's a product called Water Wizard. And I want you to go to this website. It will give you a lot of information. The website is U, the letter U, Waterless. And it's spelled U-W-A-T-E-R-L-E-S-S.com. If you come to Highness Country Gardens, they sell it right here. You apply it to your grass, you water it in, and it will cut your watering by over 50%. A one-quart bottle will treat 5,000 square feet and will literally pull out of the air 15,000 gallons of water in the next 3 months. So that's a lot of water. It pulls it from the humidity and from the dew that you get in the morning. Again, our phone number, 800-259-9231. We're at Hyannis Country Gardens. We will be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. And if you have any disease problems, insect problems, or weeds, put them in a plastic bag, bring them down, we'll take a look at it, and we'll try and work together to solve the problem that you have. If you have tall phlox, your tall phlox with the arrival of humidity and heat will develop a white dust on the foliage. It's called powdery mildew. It's time to apply the fungicides to your tall flowering phlox. Okay? Whether you use Serenade or a disease control product, get it on the tall phlox right now. The same fungus that attacks the tall phlox will attack cucumbers. They get a white film on the leaves. Squashes will get white films on the foliage. And lilacs. A product called Serenade or Bayer Disease Control for the Garden will take care of powdery mildew. But you need to apply it now before it arrives. If you wait till it gets here, it will slow it down, but you'll still have the problem. So get it on the plant before the fungus arrives for the best results. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live from Hyannis Country Gardens, West Main Street in Hyannis. Come on by and say hello. Don, who's up next?
This is Paul from Cape Cod, who has a question about a yellow lawn.
Hey, Paul from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
All right.
Don?
I guess he's not there. Hopefully he'll call back. Instead, we have Annie from New Hampshire who has a question about a product that you were speaking about a couple of months ago.
Okay, Annie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Hi, Paul. Good to talk with you. A few months ago, you had mentioned on air you were excited about a product that was coming out that could be used to treat cellars, like with mold smell from water.
Right.
And it was some kind of something that would eat the organisms?
Yes, it's a bacteria-type product. It's going to be produced by the people that make this new mycorrhiza fertilizer. It's the first liquid mycorrhiza product available at a local nursery called Thrive. Thrive, and they make products for fish ponds, and these microbes eat all of the sludge in the bottom of the fish pond and so forth. But it needs to be labeled properly, and they're waiting for the government to give it its final okay. And as soon as it's available, believe me, you'll be the first to know. I'm really excited about it. The company themselves, it was really funny because when we were talking about this, it's designed to eat mold that builds up in damp areas. And the man that I had talked to at a trade show about this lives in the South. And he said to me, I said to him, would this be great for a basement? And he said, what's a basement? And at first I thought he was pulling my leg, but it turned out he wasn't. Because in the South, everything is on slabs. They don't build cellars or basements. And he had no idea what I was talking about. And he talked to his chemist, and the chemist said that, yes, you could spray this in your cellar or basement, and it would basically eat all of the mold and that's living in your basement, and it would eliminate the smell. But it's not registered yet, and as soon as it is, believe me, you will know about it. Thank you, Annie. So just be patient. It's coming. Dawn, who's next?
This is Helen from Rhode Island, who has a question about tomato plants.
Helen from Rhode Island, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Next. This is Helen.
Good morning, Helen.
Question about tomato.
Hello?
Helen. Yes, good morning.
Yes, I bought these two tomato plants, and they had good-sized tomatoes on them, and they are ripening now, but there are not any new tomatoes coming on and no signs of it. I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. Do you have these tomato plants outside?
Yes, I do, but they're in buckets. But they're
okay.
Beautiful
have
plants, and the tomatoes are ripening. And the same, now my son bought a cucumber plant that had a large cucumber on it. And after he picked the cucumber, there aren't any more cucumbers coming on, no signs of it, not even any, you know, startings
okay.
of it.
Okay, what you're going to need to do, Helen, is this. What happened is these were plants that were grown in their greenhouse so that they would be larger than normal to give people like you a jump on the season so that you could have tomatoes sooner. But what you're going to need to do, Helen, is anytime you grow a plant in a container, the roots are confined to that soil. They can't go looking for food. So what you need to do is you're going to need to get some Miracle-Gro or something like that, and every 2 weeks fertilize these containers. Now, there's also a product called Osmocoat, and it looks like little BBs. And you could buy that at your local nursery, and you, depending on the size of your container, you would put these little pellets on the surface of the soil, water it in, and every time you water your tomatoes or cucumbers, fertilizer will ooze from this little pellet, and it will feed your plant for up to 90 days. So either the Osmocoat for continuous feeding every time you water, or get some Miracle-Gro and fertilize that plant every 2 weeks. The plant is hungry, and once you start to feed, the flowers will develop. You'll have more cucumbers, and you'll have more tomatoes. Thank you, Helen. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joe from Rhode Island, who has a question about Roundup.
Joe, good
Hello.
Morning.
Yes,
welcome
Paul,
to the Paul Parent
my call.
Club.
Paul, I've got two questions for you. One is a vegetable garden and a mulch area with rhododendrons in there, and the vegetable garden, of course, has peppers and string beans in there, but I'm getting so many weeds in there. I'm wondering if I could very carefully spray some Roundup or a product similar to that. And the other question, if I may, is we have a cluster birch tree we've had for about 8 years, and it's growing every year. It's doing really wonderfully well. Last year, we transplanted it to an area where it could grow a little more, and it didn't do well in the beginning. And now there are leaves on the bottom half of the tree. The tree is about 12 feet tall. There are leaves on the bottom half of the tree. It's still alive, but the top half of the tree has no leaves on it. We transplanted about a year ago. I'm wondering if you could help me in that.
Okay. Well, the first thing that you should do with the birch is you've got to really activate that root system. And it could be that when you dug the tree, you didn't get as large of a root ball as you needed to. So what I would do, go down to your local nursery, and what you want is a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Thrive is the new technology in gardening. It's the first and the only liquid mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a bacteria. It attaches itself to the existing root system of your plant and grows very, very quickly. And it will literally double the size of the roots of your plant in the next 30 to 60 days, so it can better pick up water, it can better pick up fertilizer and nourishment in the ground. And I would really soak the ground thoroughly with this Plant Thrive and the Mycorrhiza. I'd wait a couple of weeks, do it again, a couple of weeks, and even do it a third time. And in the meantime, keep it moist, and that should help to pop some of the buds that may be dormant, and it will help to produce some new growth. You may have lost the top of your plant in that transplanting because each root has its own leaf. Only time will tell. So try the Plant Thrive, and then you can take it and see what happens in the next 30 to 60 days. Now, Roundup is a non-selective weed killer. It will kill grasses as well as broadleaf plants. And it does have recommendations to use in and around the vegetable garden. You got to be very careful because if you're spraying it on and you're not paying attention and you get it on the stems of your cucumbers, kiss the cucumbers goodbye. So you got to be very careful. But read the label. I know it can be used in certain areas around rhododendrons, the same thing. If you're spraying on the ground and the product drifts on the foliage of the rhododendron, you're going to kill the rhododendron. It is only absorbed on the foliage. If you spill Roundup on the ground around a plant, it does not enter through the root system, only through the foliage. So you got to be very careful, okay? But go to your local nursery. Have them open up the label because there are different types of Roundup, different strengths, and read the label carefully, and then you've got to apply it very, very carefully. And they do sell products that you can use in the vegetable garden for some of the grasses. There's a product called Over the Top that's made by Fertiloam, and that will take care of all of your grasses in the vegetable garden. Thank you. Donald, who's up next?
This is Julian from Massachusetts who has a question about moss.
Julian, good morning.
Hi, Paul. I'm a longtime fan. Enjoyed your show very much.
Well, thank I got a little you, Julian.
Thank you. Good. In fact, I've almost came down to Hyannis Garden today, but I couldn't get down there. I have some Scottish moss, Paul, that I planted between pavers. And quite a few of them. But a few of them are turning, like two are turning completely brown. The other ones are starting to turn brown. And then there's other ones that are just perfect.
Huh. Now, these were planted this year or last year?
Just this year, this spring.
They're planted this year. Now, they're planted, is there soil underneath the pavers or is it sand or stone dust?
No, I have, it's a new home, so we had sand originally, then we put loam and compost, and then when I dug the hole, I put manure in and some other fertilizer.
Okay. What I would try and do is try and liquid feed these Scottish grasses, Scottish mosses. Because I know there's some beautiful Kelly green ones and there's some yellow varieties. What happens is when you get a good hot sunny day, the bricks or the stone will absorb the heat, and that dries the ground around it a lot quicker than if it was just open soil. So it could be that the area where it is, it's not getting enough moisture, and the roots are drying out because of the heat that's transferred from the stone, well, from the sun to the stone to the soil, and the roots are drying out. So get some liquid fertilizer like that, like Miracle-Gro or the liquid feed. Soak the area thoroughly, and then say to yourself, at least once a week, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to water where the moss. Moss is a type of plant that does better in the moist soil and slightly shaded than in full sun that's hot and dry. So to me, it's probably a moisture problem that's created this drying out of the moss. If it was perfectly healthy, to me, that's what it is. So get some liquid food, keep it wet, and it should bounce right back for you. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Joe from Massachusetts, who has a question about a pine tree.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I guess this is, we got the connection?
Yes. We're all set, Joe. Just give me your question.
Yeah, I've got about 9 or 10 white pines that are 10, 12 or more years old, a line of them in our yard as a screen, and they're getting yellow on one face only, one side of the trees, towards the inside of the house. And the yellow, I'm holding them in my hand, is interrupted along the... It's losing its needles. All of them at the same time.
Okay, Joe, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming on the break, and then I'll give you an answer to your problem. So hold right on.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our Power Clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Hyannis Country Gardens on West Main Street in Hyannis. Don, do we have our last caller still on the line?
Absolutely.
Okay. Could you go over your description one more time, sir, so I can give you the answer?
Have some 10, 12-year-old white pine trees, which the older needles are turning yellow on one side only and falling off, and they become multicolored preceding the dropping off. They've, like, spotted.
Okay. What I want you to do is take a sheet of white paper, just plain white paper, put the sheet of white paper inside your white pine where you have healthy needles and yellow and brown needles, and gently tap the branches, and dust and dirt and things like that will fall on the white paper, okay? You could have spider mite. As a matter of fact, some people were just here with an evergreen plant, a Leland cypress, had a lot of yellow. We tapped the branches over some white paper, and you could see these tiny little insects walking on the white paper. If that's the case, then you have an insect called spider mite, and you can treat that with the Bayer tree and shrub. So take a sheet of white paper, put it underneath good and bad-looking needles, tap the branches gently, and see if things fall on the white paper. And they'll be the size of taking a ballpoint pen and just tapping it. And if you see it move, you have spider mite, and tree and shrub will solve the problem. Don, I think we got one more caller in.
All right, sounds good. We have Monique from Rhode Island, who has a question about blue hydrangeas.
Monique, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning.
About a month ago, I planted an endless summer blue hydrangea. And
yes.
I can tell when it needs water because the blooms droop. So I figure that probably is because the roots haven't grabbed yet. But what's happening right now is the center of the blooms is turning white instead of staying nice and blue.
Yep. That's okay because this is a young plant. The roots are not all established yet, and it will eventually slowly turn blue. So just have a little bit of patience, and the blue coloration will come to the plant. Now, to make it deeper blue, fertilize your hydrangea with a product called aluminum sulfate. It will say right on the package, soil acidifier. To make your hydrangeas bluer, you use aluminum sulfate. If you use limestone, you'll make them pink. So get some aluminum sulfate. That will help a great deal. And to get them to get established faster, buy a little bit of a product called Soil Moist. Soil Moist looks like rock salt. And you just take a crowbar, make half a dozen holes around the area where your hydrangeas are, and put a good pinch in each hole. Take the crowbar, push it back into the ground, and then cover it in water. Soil Moist will expand 200 times in the ground like little sponges. The roots will grow inside, and it will help to cut back on the amount of water, and you'll have a lot less wilting on your hydrangea. It's because your soil is sandy, there's not much organic matter, and the Soil Moist will last for 3 to 5 years, and by then, it's well established. So Soil Moist and aluminum sulfate and just a little bit of time, and you'll have beautiful, beautiful hydrangeas. Now, don't forget to mark your calendar. July 17th is the garden tour in Kennebunk, Maine. You can see my yard. We have all kinds of activities planned. We even have a free compost tumbler. So when you come to the house, you're just going to put your name and phone number on it, and we're going to pull one at the end of the garden tour, and we're giving away a $400 compost tumbler. You get to visit 10 homes in Kennebunk, and if you'd like some information, go to my website, which is paulparentlikemomanddad.com. And the date, again, is July 17th. It's Kennebunk, Maine. And it's a wonderful, wonderful garden tour. And all the proceeds go to the Abused Children Program of Southern Maine. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday, the 4th of July. Have a great week. Thank you, Dawn, for all your help.